Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, too. I'm in Copenhagen, Denmark, ladies and gentlemen. As I told you, as I warned you last week, I told you I was going to be traveling to Copenhagen and visiting with the folks over here and telling them all about you and about what you guys are doing over here. They wanted to know. They wanted to know how it is that America is so entrepreneurial. How have we had such great success as entrepreneurs? And I told them about you. I told them how great you were and how willing you are to share with them, because you want these guys to be your customers over here. And somebody who knows all about that is my new friend, Stephen Brugger, who is executive director of the American Chamber of Commerce in Denmark. That's right, folks. There is an American Chamber of Commerce. We're going to get Stephen to explain this to us, how this works. But you've heard of an American in Paris? Well, Stephen is an American in Copenhagen, and he's been here for a long time, and we're gonna talk to him about that a little bit. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here on the show, and it's an honor to be invited to come over here and to share my pop beads before your folks here.
A pleasure having you here, Jim. You're welcome anytime.
Well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about first. I'd like the audience to know that you've been here 25 years.
That's right.
How did an American wind up coming to Denmark and living here 25 years? Don't you like us over there in America?
I love it in America. The women are beautiful here, Jim.
They are. Oh, boy, howdy. My wife is nearby, so I have to be careful. But boy, howdy, are the women beautiful here.
But it really, I came over and studied in the early 80s, Jim, and fell in love with the country. I'm actually an architect by training, mm-hmm. and practiced architecture here in Denmark for many years. So as I studied here, I didn't even know where I was going. Actually, I can tell your listeners that I actually thought I was going to the Netherlands.
Really?
Because I'm from California.
So you got lost?
I did indeed, because I didn't have any geography lessons when I was in school. So I actually thought I was coming to the Netherlands. I was pleasantly surprised.
You thought you'd come to the Netherlands, and you wind up in Denmark.
That's right.
I'm not sure I'd tell that story, Stephen, as an architect especially. Great story, but you met someone.
I did. I actually practiced here, and I met my wife doing a project. She's an architect as well. Mm-hmm. Met her actually in Denver, Colorado. We were both working for Danish companies. And
well, she's not a Dane.
She is a Dane.
She is a Dane, but you, well,
I had
but you had to go to
America.
Colorado to meet her.
Right.
This is starting to get weird, Stephen. It's a great story, though. So you guys have been here for 25 years. You got some kids.
That's right.
And they have dual citizenship?
Yes.
So that's pretty cool. So how did you wind up as a director of a Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I'll tell you, Jim, as the architecture career proceeded, the projects back in the States dried up at one point when the capital mm-hmm. wasn't there, and I really had to take some hard looks at what I was doing. And what I was actually doing at it, I was having my own company, a small company, mm-hmm. 16 people in my architecture company, but all our clients were Danish. So I had no business reason to go back to my country mm-hmm. I'm from.
So I told you had your network here, your relationships were here,
exactly.
You liked it here.
I thought it's about time to leave the
Can't
architecture
beat the pastries,
to the Danes.
Right?
That's exactly right. So I thought it was time to leave the architecture to the Danes, and I told my wife in 1997 that either we were going to go back to the States, now we would continue architecture, or we would find something to do here in Denmark with America.
And what did she say?
She said, that's a great idea. She wanted to go back to the States.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'll be darned. Well,
but
that's very interesting.
Another opportunity came up in 1999, the American Chamber of Commerce here in Denmark, otherwise called as AmChams.
Right.
Was initiated, and we got off to a flying start. I wasn't in on the very initial startup, but I knew about it. And a year later, they were looking for a new executive director. I volunteered.
Well, that's a great story. And of course, what I want you to do now is tell us a little bit about what an American chamber does in a foreign country. My audience knows this is my 30th anniversary as a member of a chamber of commerce, so they know how big a deal I think chambers of commerce are. But tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's a great network. There's 106 American chambers abroad. Hmm. We're all accredited by the United States Chamber of Commerce out of Washington, D.C.
We work with those guys.
And our job is to look after and promote American business in each of our respective countries. And so we have the members of a lot of the multinationals, also small companies, upstarts. So we're looking to enhance their business opportunities here in Denmark and create a network. And what we found is is now in our sixth year of operation, is that they really had no voice in Denmark. Hmm. Foreign investors, we call them in reality foreign investors, because American investors come under really the same hat as anybody else that's investing here in Denmark. The issues are the same. So we now call ourselves the voice of foreign investors in Denmark, and of course the driver of that is United States business.
And before there were American Chamber of Commerce, all this went through the ambassador's office, through the commercial service office at the embassy, didn't it?
Well, even more so, just really the local chambers. So in other words, there really was nobody looking out because the United States embassies cannot do policy work on behalf of companies.
Right, exactly. But I remember when I used to travel some abroad back in the 80s, we always checked in with the commercial office officer at the embassy. So hold on to that thought, Stephen. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Stephen Brueger is our guest. I'm also his guest. And he's executive director of the American Chamber of Commerce here in Denmark. He and I will be right back after these messages.
So keep it up, quench my desire, and I'll be at your side forever.
We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and I'm broadcasting from Copenhagen, Denmark. Having a great time here. The food is great. The weather is beautiful. The women are beautiful. the country is just almost idyllic, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, Stephen Brueger is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. I'm his guest. He's executive director of the American Chamber of Commerce. They call it AmCham, which is what they're all called around the world, the American Chambers of Commerce abroad. He's the director of this one here in Denmark. You know, Stephen, the one thing that I've noticed, this is our second trip to a Scandinavian country, is how incredibly genuine. The Danes and the Swedes, our experience has been, they're not just friendly, they're genuine. Am I reading that right?
Absolutely.
It's just a great environment. The people are happy. They like Americans. You can't learn their language because they won't speak it in front of you. They speak English better than we do.
They're very good at English, and it makes you feel very comfortable. In fact, I tend to be spoiled by having lived in Denmark for 25 years. I just go south to Germany, and I feel like a fish out of water.
Yeah.
Because you can't, you know, you're back, nobody understands English, and Denmark is great.
I wanted to make sure I told my audience today that if you would like to travel abroad to a country where the people are like Americans, if you're an American, you want to go where the people like Americans, where they love speaking your language, and they're genuine people, where there's so much culture and food and so many things that you can do. Travel to the Scandinavian countries in the summer, right?
Exactly.
Primarily in the summer. Okay, tell us about some of the other things the American Chamber of Commerce does here in Denmark.
Well, we're a network for Danish companies and American companies, actually. So we work both ways. So there's a number of great Danish companies doing work back in America. Wind energy is big. Vestas is one of the major suppliers of wind turbines in the world. Food ingredients, Danisco, Novozymes are both very, very big on them. Nothing you eat in America won't have a product from one of these companies.
Mm-hmm.
Great Danish companies a lot of people don't know about. We're helping them back in Washington.
Right.
But getting their voice heard over there. So we're a two-way street, a two-way network. And again, there is a great fondness of America, just inherent here in Denmark, and it makes it a joy to live and work here. And so there's always underneath, no matter how tough things might go, there's always goodwill towards America, which makes doing business a lot of a big joy.
And we appreciate that, too. Stephen, one of the things that I try to focus on my show quite often is to have members of the U.S. Commercial Service on my show. Doug Barry, for example, is on quite often, a colleague of Randy Mitchell's,
right.
Talking about what the U.S. Commercial Services do, how they connect up with and actually help American companies prospect for export customers in other countries. Do you guys interface with the U.S. Commercial Service in that way sometimes?
Absolutely. We work together with them as a multiplier so that when they have different teams coming over, they'll do delegations on specific areas where we'll matchmake, and we're going to do a major matchmaking initiative here in November called Power, almost like power dating.
Mm-hmm.
bring in several American companies, partner them up, get them in a situation where they can meet new potential buyers of your products, and it's very successful.
So if someone avails themselves of the services of the U.S. Commercial Service, they're in Memphis, Tennessee, let's say, or Los Angeles, California, wherever the Commercial Service office is, and they say, okay, we have a product we want to export. And the Commercial Service office says, I think you might work out something might work out well in the Scandinavian countries. And they start talking to them about the contacts that they would make over here. Folks, if they bring up an American Chamber of Commerce, if they say we're going to, the American Chamber of Commerce are going to bring some prospects to a video conference. They'll be in Copenhagen, you'll be in Denver or LA or wherever. And by the way, the guy sitting next to these prospects is Stephen Brugger, for example. Something like that might happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And see, folks, you've heard me talk about that before. You've heard me talk about the different ways the U.S. Commercial Service can help you exporting. And it's all about networking, using the various resources, isn't it? Stephen, putting the different resources together rather than just relying on the embassy or the commercial officer there, bringing in resources like yours.
That's exactly right.
So who are members of the American Chamber of Commerce in Denmark?
Well, interesting enough, most of the American companies here are run by Danes. And so Denmark is not particularly a very high taxes, and it's an expensive country to live in.
Right.
So, and it's also a very small market. We're 5.2 million people.
Mm-hmm.
So what you find is, now 20, 30 years ago, there were a lot more American expats as managers of companies here. But today, the need isn't really there, and the Danes are so good at English.
Right.
So actually, I can pretty much count the American expats of my membership on two hands.
And, talking back to the language thing, I'm sure a lot of people might be reticent to start exporting because they're concerned about language barriers. But this would be a great place. I mean, England's not the only place. England and Australia is not the only place to consider exporting because English is the international language of business anyway. But it's not even. I get the feeling in Scandinavia, English is not just the second language; just like 1B. And so this would be a great place to get started exporting, wouldn't it?
It is, and it's a small market, so it's a great market to test your. Scandinavia, you can get into four markets in one sweep. And test, without getting into a big commitment, you can actually test what your possibilities are.
Hold that thought, Stephen. Stephen Brugger, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Director of the American Chamber of Commerce here in Denmark. And he and I will be right back. When we come back, I'm going to ask him about what are some of the things that might be exported from the United States into Denmark. Right after these messages, stay with me.
When you're near me.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out my my blog and subscribe to my newsletter. Check out all the other things there. And also, be sure to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. We created all these things just for you. They're all free. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. You can get a lot of good stuff there. So check those out, smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Stephen Brugger is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. We're still visiting with him. I'm still in Copenhagen, Denmark, and working here at the Danish-American Entrepreneurship Summit. And Stephen's been talking to us about what the American Chamber of Commerce does here in Copenhagen. And what'd you say, 100 and something around the world?
That's right, 106 of them around the world.
106 American Chambers of Commerce around the world. What would be an example of something that you would help or that would be exported from the U.S. into Denmark, or some products?
Oh, it could be. I mean, all American products, food products, are very popular here
like
in Denmark.
Like Coca-Cola?
Yeah, well,
I drank Coke while I was here.
Oh, absolutely.
Are those bottled here, or are they...
Usually under license in a small market. There's various market entries.
So there are bottlers here, but you're licensed here. Folks, this is all about, remember what we talked about, exporting is not just about shipping it over on a boat. Could be intellectual property, like the Coca-Cola formula.
Another
or the syrup.
Example.
Maybe they ship the syrup over.
Well, take PepsiCo. They don't even have employees. They have two employees in Denmark to cover the whole market.
Wow.
So they're actually outsourcing virtually their whole business.
You heard what I said about outsourcing.
It's the way of the future. It really is. Small business owners are doing it. They're going to have to keep doing it. What are some other examples of
franchising is becoming popular
here
in Denmark.
Tell us about that.
Franchising. I mean, 7-Eleven made a huge breakthrough here in Denmark. They're dominating the market coming from nowhere. But you've got to have sustainability.
Right.
You don't want to go into these markets if you don't really want to go into these markets. You've got to make a commitment. That's important.
What is that like? Tell us what a commitment looks like.
Commitment is you can't just come in here and test the market for a week and then want to get your bring your profits home.
It's about manipulating people. And it's not about manipulation. It's about making a commitment not only to the market but to the culture too, I guess.
Absolutely. And also, you can't assume that your products are going to be a tremendous hit. You've got to understand the market.
Yeah.
That's why Denmark is a great market to test in, because you'll get a very quick idea of how quick people. For example, a good example is a Dr. Pepper. You never fly here.
What?
They don't have a culture of the taste just doesn't quite resonate with Danes. And neither does root beer.
No, that's very interesting.
So you can't assume that just because we all like it over there that everybody's going to love it here.
But the pastry thing goes everywhere, right?
No, that must be.
Folks, I'm telling you, the pastry. If you like Danish pastries, wait till you have them in Denmark. There's something else about them, isn't there? It's like to the power of 10 over here. These things are good. Well, that's very interesting. What about hard goods, though? You mentioned franchising. You talked about the intellectual property. Do we actually ship anything over that's made in America over here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of devices, medical devices, pharmaceuticals, you name it. I mean, they're getting over here. But there's a huge trade imbalance between Denmark and America.
Tell us how that works.
Two-thirds goes – Denmark imports two-thirds more to America than we import back here.
Exports more to – two-thirds more to America than
That's
they
right.
import over here. What are some of the things they ship to us?
Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
They've taken over Eli Lilly in the insulin market. Food products. I don't know if you know that in America. Most of your baby back ribs are probably coming from Denmark.
Is that right?
It's a great marketing, and this just gives you think outside the box.
Right.
And I'll tell you why. Baby back ribs was brilliant marketing. It was basically had been a garbage product in Denmark. They threw them away until they found out that America loved them. I don't know if you remember the hoof and mouth disease scare. Well, all of a sudden, a lot of people found out where the baby back ribs were coming from because they weren't coming over.
Ah.
Because all meat exports were stopped for a period of time.
I'll be darned.
So never think,
Well, I eat baby back ribs in America, but I didn't know they were coming from Denmark. But that's a great story. What would you like to say to Americans? You've got people listening to you all over the country right now. Of course, they're listening all around the world on the Internet. But you got people listening on the Internet and the radio across America. You're an expat, I guess. We could call you an expat. Is it after 25 years, are you still an expat?
I think I am.
And so what would...
Well, I think what I'd like to convey to you all is we're entering a new time. You're in a global market. I think Scandinavians, because they've had to go outside their borders.
Right.
They're very good at it.
Right.
They're doing a great job around the world. They've had their taste in the recent years of some episodes of not being popular. But all in all, they're doing a great work, and I think we can learn a lot from the Danes in the way of exporting and being good at that.
Thank you, Randy, Stephen. Randy's the other guy. Thank you, Stephen, for inviting me here. I enjoyed being here. Thanks for being on the show.
Back soon.
Thanks. I hope so, too. Thanks. Stephen Brueger, ladies and gentlemen, with the American Chamber of Commerce in Denmark. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.